The House is expected to vote today on a bill that would fundamentally change the nation's bankruptcy system. The legislation, which is opposed by consumer groups, would make it harder for some borrowers to avoid paying off their debts. The bill has been held up in committee for months because of a disagreement over whether abortion protesters should be able to file for bankruptcy protection to avoid paying criminal fines. But congressional leaders announced last night that they'd resolve their disagreements with a compromise on the wording about abortion protesters. The bill is now expected to win passage. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
The number of people filing for bankruptcy protection has risen sharply over the years. In 1985, just under 300,000 people declared bankruptcy. By last year, the number had risen to 1.4 million. Critics like Senate Minority Leader Trent Lott complain that it has become too easy for consumers to get out of paying their debts.
When you buy things, the fair thing to do is to pay for it. And and people shouldn't be able to duck their responsibilities under the cover of bankruptcy at any level of income.
In recent years, Congress has passed bankruptcy reform legislation several times. The last time it did so, in 2000, the bill was vetoed by President Clinton. This time around, the legislation is given a much greater chance of becoming law. The bill unveiled last night would, among other things, set up means testing for people who want to liquidate their debts. Catherine Pulley is a spokesperson for the American Bankers Association, one of a number of groups that have lobbied hard for the legislation.
What this bill does is it targets higher income people, wealthier filers, who have the ability to repay some of their debts, but choose not to. And we estimate that's about 10% of all bankruptcy filers.
Under the bill, people with a certain level of assets and income are barred from filing under Chapter 7 of the Bankruptcy Code. Instead, they must file under Chapter 13, which requires them to try to make good on part of what they owe. Critics of the bill say it will force consumers with debt problems to submit to a long, intrusive legal process. Keith Shapiro is a bankruptcy lawyer at the Chicago firm Greenberg Traurig and the chairman of the American Bankruptcy Institute.
The bill is more intrusive because it starts to require all kinds of filings by consumer debtors, including evidence of payments received from employers, monthly net income projections, anticipated income and expense increases, and all of these things you're imposing on people that tend to be, in most cases, very unsophisticated consumers and will scratch their heads and say, oh my God, I can't believe I have to do all this. I may as well not bother with bankruptcy if I have to do that.
Critics also note that the bill does not completely ban the controversial practice of homestead exemptions. A handful of states, including Florida and Texas, allow people filing for bankruptcy to keep their homes no matter how expensive they are. The bill would bar people from moving to those states to take advantage of the exemptions. But those who already live there can continue to make use of them, says Travis Plunkett, legislative director of the Consumer Federation of America.
You know, that just highlights the inequities in the bill because some affluent individuals are still going to be allowed to hang on to their mansions. And many people look at this bill and say, that's not fair.
Plunkett says the bill also says nothing about what he and other consumer activists believe is behind the rise in bankruptcies. Many lenders have extended credit to people with poor credit histories or low income, often at very high interest rates, and many have had trouble paying what they owe. Still, such criticisms seem unlikely to derail the bill at this point. Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle sounded very much as if the bill's passage were assured today, promising that Congress would monitor its impact on consumers. And President Bush has suggested he will sign the bill. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.